The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today's episode is brought to you by Dillico. Are you looking for some cool, comfy pickleball gear and clothes for everyone? Dillico! Check out today's episode for a special promo code. Everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio in downtown La Mesa, California, above Public Square Coffee, is my lovely wife, co-host, CFO, art teacher, mom, overall great gal, and I already used this joke on the one intro we didn't use, and recent honor roll graduate.
Hey there.
Inductee is Melissa Nickerson, our producer Andy Lara. Good to see everybody. Cheers to us.
To us. What about, I don't know if it is, isn't it the National Honor Society?
The inductee? Yeah, sure. Yeah, congrats.
Thank you.
I mean, you look very preppy right now, and I like it. I like it. That's how you dressed when we started dating in high school. There were some polos back in the day.
There were some polos.
And I was wearing them back then, too. Mm-hmm. Wore them in my early 20s, and I haven't seen them since. And I don't know. You golf in a polo as a middle-aged man, and then you go to a wedding in one. A wedding of someone you don't care that much about. That's what you're like.
That's a West Coast wedding.
I think weddings have gotten just casual in general. I think the people are.
I think the South and the East Coast are still very formal.
Was that Southern wedding that we went to, Lucy and Aaron's? Was it all dolled up? I mean, I was because I officiated it.
I would say it's pretty formal. Also, those were comics, so they don't count
amongst civilians.
Well, when we're in Alabama, there's a lot of people looking fancy at a family camp.
I think you're, yeah, that's yeah. true. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
At family camp.
At family camp. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, less close. It's summer. Oh, yeah. It is July in Alabama. Give me my Speedo and let me roam this family camp in peace.
Now, the people that are dressed up are like usually inside all day.
Yes.
You know,
because
they're running the show and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, regardless. Yeah. This is a nice podcast attire, but trash for a Southern wedding, is what you're saying.
It's not formal.
But on the West Coast, the bride could wear this.
Yep. Totally. Yeah. With, like, tattoos all down her arms and, like, purple hair. Like, just.
Yeah.
Totally.
Hell yeah.
Great.
Sounds like a great wedding.
Each wedding.
I haven't moved.
Yeah,
each wedding.
Sounds fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. We had people in shorts at our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're called My Family.
Open Hawaiian shirt.
Uh-huh.
Shorts.
In their defense.
Flip-flops.
In their defense, it was their it was their clean Hawaiian shirt. In their defense. It was
They got it in Hawaii.
Yeah. It was. It was actually from Hawaii. Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in to this week's podcast, a little podcast that could. Backseater, it's always great to hear from you. We have lots to get to. We have a Netflix festival. Netflix is a joke festival recap. We have quite the Mother's Day experience. We got lots of stuff to get to. We'll see how much of it we get to or not. But first, I want to give a shout out to all of our patrons. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a little way you can give a little more to the pod and get a little more from the pod.
That's
and
right.
I believe, in addition to, you know, discounts on merch and extra
behind the scenes footage
and early access to the episode and meet
videos
and greets at my shows, we have a monthly Patreon Zoom hang, which I think is this Sunday.
Yep, May 19th.
May 19th.
5 p.m.
5 p.m., 4 p.m. Mountain Time, which is where I'm going to be. Do you know where I'm going to be this weekend?
Yes.
I've narrowed it down to two states.
Wyoming and Colorado.
Yes, very
Fort
good.
Fort Collins.
Yep. One of the Colorado colleges is there. I'm not sure. I think it's Boulder is where Colorado is. I think Colorado State might be in Fort Collins. I will know this weekend.
Great.
Also, one of my favorite things, this is the only place that I'm really actively engaged on the old Facebook, is like I pay the most attention to is the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans Facebook group. It's I think we're up to like, we're at almost 400, I think, now. It's a good group.
Something like that.
Love them all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's real funny. A lot of the inside jokes of the podcast are there. People doing meetups for
shows
and stuff. I'm going to ask Mel, this was a big internet question, and I'm going to pose it to the group as well.
Okay.
The Facebook group. Actually, Doug is. Doug, engage, or Carrie, or one of the administrators.
Demarius.
Mm-hmm. Whoever gets to it first. Yeah. This is a big internet question. We're going to ask it on the Facebook, and I'm going to ask it to Mel right now. Andy, you may have seen this. Okay. So, Melissa. I think this is such a funny. I think you may have seen it. All right. You are alone in the woods.
Bad start.
Mm-hmm. Bad start. If you are alone in the woods, what would you rather encounter, a man or a bear? We know nothing about the man or nothing about the bear. This is just a man, a bear.
Is it a koala bear?
You are by yours. We know nothing about the type of bear or the type of man. You have to choose man or bear. What would you rather encounter alone in the woods?
That's tough.
It sucks that it's tough, by the way. Doesn't it suck that it's tough?
My initial thought is like, well, I'll have AirPods in and I will walk by fast. Like on a hike.
It's such like a modern woman answer. Just, I'll just have my AirPods in and just keep looking ahead.
Tunnel vision.
And neither bear nor man will see me or smell me. Because when one thing I know about men and bears, if I don't show
eye contact,
I'll be fine.
No eye contact.
So that was your initial thought.
That was my initial thought. That was how I was going to get through
it. I think it's fair to assume at this point your AirPods are dead. I don't think you've been.
Dang it.
I don't think you've only been in the woods for like 6 hours.
My hat's not low enough.
Yeah. My hat's not low enough.
That's how I get through a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going man because I think I'm going to have a little more time. Bear is going to smell me and like charge. Or
yeah.
I'm going to panic.
Uh-huh.
Man, I've got 30 minutes to kind of assess strategy.
You're saying...
Because I know you're not supposed to run away from bears, but I'm going to freak out if I see a bear.
Right. That's true. You're saying bear, you're going to just immediately panic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and I guess there's fight, flight, freeze. Like, I'm going to freeze.
Yeah.
Man, I am going to panic, but I'm going to have a little time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How? Are you just assuming you're faster than him?
No.
But you're not, like, so you're
maybe,
assuming, okay.
Maybe.
Well, you are fast, so you're assuming bear is going to attack you immediately.
I have no chance with a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, what's your chance with the man?
Because maybe the bear will, like, wander off.
Yeah.
That's like best case scenario. Yeah. Man, maybe.
There's no way that man's not going to engage with you, though. That's in one way, but, whether help or hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. But maybe he's going to help me get out of the woods.
Yeah. You're saying there's.
Or maybe he's got a compass.
Well, the bear has an internal compass. So you're saying, you're assuming the bear, at best, the bear is going to be ambivalent towards you.
That's the best case scenario.
There's
I
a chance.
Climb a tree and I can't run away
there's
from
a
it.
Chance the man yeah. might help you.
That's what I'm
there's
saying.
There's a chance the man yeah. might help you get out of mm-hmm. the woods. Mm-hmm. There's no chance that bear is going to help nope. you get out of the woods.
No. Mm. And if anything, I'm going to get further lost.
Yeah. That's an interesting point because this does assume you're lost in the woods.
Yeah.
Not just mm-hmm. alone in the woods. Because mm-hmm. if you know your way out, maybe you don't need the man.
That's true. Then I still just don't want to risk it with a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are hungry.
I do think that
they
is
get eaten.
Yeah. I do think that is a logical answer. I do think the fear of the man is an emotionally driven answer, but a rational emotion.
Yes.
Because I will tell you, my initial thought was I'm trying to think of this. The worst that bear is going to do is eat you.
Yeah.
A man can do worse than eat you.
You're right. You're not wrong. But it's more
a man
like...
can put you through a psychological torture. A man yeah. can put you through a worse hell than a bear. Unfortunately, are bad. So
but, yeah. Oh god.
It sucks that there's worse than eat you. That's a.
I guess I just thought maybe I could still live.
Yeah, but you might not want to.
I know.
Yeah. It's a fun exercise to go all the way down. It gets
because survival goes, no, I want to live.
Yeah.
That's survival instincts go like, how do I get out of here alive?
Yeah.
An
individual woman's chances are better against a man than a bear, for sure. Mm-hmm. You could betray the man.
You could lie.
Trick him. You could lie. You could charm him. You could backstab him. That man's going to go to sleep at some point. Even if he kidnaps you or does whatever it may be, you could poison him. You could do something.
I got poison.
You got, yeah.
I don't have a cell phone, but I have poison.
You've got more options. There's no option on the bear.
Yeah. I know, but what if you run away from the man and run into a bear?
Well.
Now what?
Yeah.
Out of poison.
Here's a question. I'm going to, out of poison.
Now you got to lure the bear to eat the yeah. man. And then
throw the man
okay.
at the
bear.
Clear.
Yeah.
Because then you're out. He's yeah. The bear's full.
Yeah.
The man's gone.
Uh-huh.
And now you just got, now you got time to get out.
Yeah. This is a funny, I don't know. It's, there's so many variables to this scenario. As a dude, I was like, bear, I'll be fine. And I'm like, this is an idiotic answer. The question is, somebody posed it like if you had to think about it with your daughters, and then you're like, well, I don't really want to, this isn't a fun icebreaker anymore. there's a tipping point on this. You're like, this is not an enjoyable time for me to think through this
Which
exercise.
One? Yeah.
Which one? Yeah. Which terrible encounter would you like to have? I'm going to take this as a slightly, I'm going to be a real man and make this about me. I think that this is a slight compliment to me and that your interactions with one man for 23 years now have been somewhat positive, that you're like, they're not all monsters.
Right.
There's a chance they might be a nice one that helps me.
Yeah, like an outdoorsman.
I mean, that's great. There's some men, if it's Bear Grylls, winner.
Winner. That's it.
That's it. We found the answer. What is the answer?
It's the same thing.
We solved the riddle. We solved the riddle of man or bear. The answer is both. It's Bear Grylls.
Yep.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's going to start a fire.
Yeah.
We're going to eat
we
some
win.
Worms.
We win.
A crevasse.
Talk about a button on the end of that clip.
Got it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Throw it up on the group. Three options. Man, bear, Melissa will delete this poll. It's an inside joke.
Yes.
Mel always deletes that.
But Man, right. Bear would be a great sequel to Cocaine Bear. Just
hey,
for the record.
Here we go. Man versus Cocaine. Speaking of the Netflix festival.
Hey.
We have so much to get to here.
Yeah.
And we already knocked out like 13 minutes just talking about bears and men and Bear Grylls. So last weekend, the last 2 weeks have been the Netflix is a Joke Festival up in Los Angeles, California. If you did not have the chance to, Mulaney did the show, the Everyone's in LA. I've only seen clips of it. They had an ongoing thing about, like, we need to find Flea. And Flea, they found Flea, and he does what feels like an improvised speech. Flea, to me, is Los Angeles. I love Flea. And the Peppers are California. Even they're not my favorite band of all time. A lot of hits. But he does this speech at the end of the show about, he's like, I wasn't lost, I was in Denny's. And then he goes on to talk about how Denny's is L.A. Everyone is in Denny's. And then he goes on this, he's like, I love this beautiful, filthy city. And it's actually, it's one of the best, descriptions and monologues I've ever heard about L.A. Because one of the hard things about L.A. is, like, people hate it. And they're allowed to hate it. And then some people act like it's all glitz and glamour. And you're like, it's actually both of those things. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's such a great city. That's why it's unlike any other city in America. And that, like, Skid Row and Beverly Hills are in that close of proximity. And that makes movies and it makes music and it has sunset and it has hipsters over in Silver Lake and it's got theme parks. It's crazy. And I happen to be wearing the shirt. But, like, it's a crazy city. Mm-hmm. So definitely Google or get on TikTok or whatever you go. It's very endearing. And I think the more you embrace kind of that, like, that it is the contrast of that. And it has, like, we were going downtown, went to the, I had a show for the Dodgers thing that we're going to talk about. Grand Central Market's unbelievable. And just the grit. And it has, like, such a rich Mexican culture and population. I love it. I love that. I have zero desire to live there. But we're happy here in San Diego. That being said, festival was great. We're going to talk about the Hollywood Bowl show we went to, but Sunday on Cinco de Mayo, we had my show at the Hollywood Improv. Everyone who came out, thank you. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Easily the most fun I've ever had in that room. So fun. Zoltan was on the show. Stephen Fury hosted. Great time. Thank you, everyone that came out. Gosh, I love the Improv so much. I love leaning over on the piano. I love just that room. It's great. I love the green room. I love the weird. I love Melrose. Fantastic.
It was great. Mm-hmm.
Super fun. It also happened to be on the night of the most popular thing at the festival, which was the roast of Tom Brady. And you guys still came out, which was great. It just meant all of the, like, buzz was elsewhere. I told Mel, I got off my phone. I went and did my show. I felt really great about it. All the fans we connected with hung out. Some guests were there and stuff that we hung out and saw. And loved my set, loved all of it, and I gotta go, oh, the roast of Tom Brady is trending on every app, single app. Mm-hmm. It's Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, it's all roast of Tom Brady. This is the single, and it was at the Forum, you know, I'm over at the Melrose Improv, hey guys, could you just come on see my little show?
I know they told us the taping was 3 hours, but did they release it live as well?
It aired live.
And then they chopped it up?
They aired
a live stream.
Yeah, and then they chop it up and release it,
on Netflix.
Yeah.
Clips.
I think it's great. I mean, it's, you know, roasts are kind of a part of comedy culture.
Yeah.
And they always have been, you know, back to the old, like, Friars roasts, you know, the Friars Club. So it was a big one. It's fine. It was funny. There was Nikki had an unbelievable set, you know. But it was just so funny that was our night.
Yeah. Because that ended up being the
most talked about thing of the entire festival by far. So Anytime. Time. And then, thanks to Aunt Taylor Tomlinson, we went to Universal Studios the next day. Mm-hmm. Still fun. Mm-hmm. Still fun. You ever gone on a, I'm sure you have, theme parks on a school day Monday?
Ooh. Yeah.
No lines.
Yeah.
Park to yourself.
That's where we would go, homeschoolers, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice. Because the last time we were there, it was like December 23rd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the time before that was like Easter Sunday, Spring Breaker, something like that, when the Mario movie came out and we're in Nintendo World. They're like, okay, so the wait time for Super Mario is till tomorrow. Just you have to sit here.
Camp out.
Yeah, we bring a tent.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a good time there. That's an important detail. So we had a very interesting festival, very different than everybody else's. So we drive up on Sunday to go up to my show, mm-hmm. and we bring the kids. We get the, I never say this right, adjoining rooms. I always want to say conjoined rooms. And Mel's like, that's twins. Not, I was like, I think it still works. But conjoined rooms, as I call it.
If you go to the front desk and ask for conjoined rooms.
Excuse me?
All our rooms are actually conjoined.
Yeah.
Adjoining if there's a door.
Oh, okay. I want rooms that share an appendix. That's what I want. Anyways, so we do our show. We hang out with Zoltan and Emma afterwards. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, we're like, hey, we're going to go to Universal. And then the ongoing bit was so funny because, you know, the kids miss Monday. They can't miss Tuesday. And so ongoing bit, I was just like, all right, Mel, have a good drive. So over and over all day, I was like, you got to drive back to San Diego tonight. I'm going to walk back to the hotel. We're literally staying at the hotel.
Dropped you off at the hotel.
Dropped me off at the hotel. And all right, have a good drive. And I was like, you might want to go to the bathroom one more time before you get your driving. And so Mel did a theme park day, then a 2.5 hour drive.
In the dark. Well,
in the dark.
We were just watching the traffic, you know.
Yeah, because
there's no reason to leave at 5 or 6.
Out of LA? No. You either have to leave at noon or 9, or, you know.
Yeah.
And so 9 it was for you.
But we did it with one stop. We, that time, because I did 3 up and backs to LA.
Mm-hmm.
That time we got the really good gas station stop, like right off the freeway.
Oh, so?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Got gas, got back in the car.
You would never stop in Oso. You're too close to home at that point. You're not going to stop on, Lake Forest.
No.
Too close to home.
Yeah, too close.
Yeah. You've made it already.
Yeah. I mean, unless I'm actually going to be out of gas.
Yeah.
At that point. Mm-hmm. But even then, I think I'd still choose to stop in San Clemente over Oso.
Yeah.
Just because I want to be in San Clemente. Yeah. Stopped in San Clemente.
Nice. Ooh, fancy. No, we like, it's a quick off the freeway gas station.
You're
it's
there.
Got an Arco. Yeah. It's cheap. You're there. Easy back on. That's all you're looking for. If you have to make a stop.
Open
a lot of lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very safe.
Mm-hmm. But I got lucky because I had Joel.
Mm-hmm.
I had Joel, my co-pilot. Yeah, so he could troubleshoot for the girls.
Yeah.
All the tech. All the portable chargers that were dying.
Yes. After a theme park day. Can you turn on your hotspot, Mom? I need your hotspot, Mom. Can I get a portable charger, Mom?
Yeah,
I'm hungry.
I don't like these headphones. I don't want to use my headphones. I want to use your AirPods.
Well, you lost your AirPods. You literally dropped them down a sewer. So if you can go down there with Pennywise and fish out your AirPod.
I have AirPods.
Yeah. I have a AirPod. That's if you want to know what having an ADHD teenager is like, they just got one AirPod.
So they got an hour.
No charging case. They're trying to get in on your charge.
Yeah. They want to take your charging case on a field trip with their one AirPod.
Think Pennywise is down there with like 1,000 AirPods?
Yes.
Who's the clown now?
Yeah, I win. I win. Someone drop your charger. I need the charging case. They just dropped the AirPods.
They're dead.
Gloria, you have headphones. And then she's like, that's embarrassing. I'm like, great. As long as you say it. When they articulate it, I'm fine with it. You know?
But,
I mean, I'm still not going to give you the AirPod, but... Oh, I did the thing today. Did it work? So Gloria's late every day. Did she know? So I was like, I told you, I'm going to leave. And I'm just going to go around the block, make her think I'd leave. Did she know I was coming back? Or did you, what happened?
No,
so I left.
She was just like, so her ride was gone. And she was like, I'm not walking.
So I was like,
well, maybe just wait outside. See if he comes back for you. And she's like, I'm not waiting outside, because she gets embarrassed in front of our house. So she's lurking in the door frame, like, like she can see the road, but she can't.
Yeah.
She's not seen. That was.
I told her. Yeah. I told her on Monday, I will leave if you're not out here when I tell you to come out here. I will leave. And today I did. And so as long as she felt the moment of panic, that was the only goal. So she felt the moment of panic that I left.
Yeah, but she did not leave the house.
No, I knew she wouldn't leave the house, but I needed her to feel the panic that I might leave. And I did tell her when she got in the car, I will leave next time and I will not drive you in. So if you walk out and that car is not there, just start walking. And maybe I'll go, maybe after I drop Claire on time, I'll come back and get you.
Yeah, I did want her. I was like, you better start apologizing.
She did. She got in the car
and
she goes, I'm sorry.
I didn't tell her to, but.
Great. It's hard to communicate to a child how being late is rude to certain things.
Because they don't drive yet.
Well, I mean, and it is rude to certain things. Like if someone's waiting for you, a lunch, a meeting, a ride, being late is a party where we're all kind of popping in. There's multiple people there. Mm-hmm. If you're bringing some to the party, then you're late. But then it's rude. But it is, it's, I don't know.
I mean, it's just, you know, we got 20 days left. 20 days left.
We are limping to the finish line.
Yeah.
It is.
And we were at a Padres game last night, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't help. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Ghirardelli's. I don't even know. It sounds Italian, right? Ghirardelli's? Is that an Italian word?
Maybe.
There's no way we could know either.
I know. There's no
That's
way.
The hard thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't.
Caparotti's, that's a sub place, right?
Is
Italian subs.
American, the company.
Yes,
of,
the Italian chocolatier. Domenico Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli's. I don't know why it's so fun to say. Every once in a while, a sponsor comes along that genuinely improves your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Dillico has been for us.
Dillico
has gotten us back into pickleball. And by that, I mean me into pickleball. And Mel, me back into it, and Mel into it for the first time.
I'm a beginner.
Oh, but you're good.
It's so fun.
It's very fun. It's very fun, and it's nice to go out with little paddles and shirts and gear that you like and you feel good in.
We've done some doubles with all sorts of different people in our community.
We play some public square people. It's great. We're having a blast. It's so much fun. And we're thankful to Dillico for sending us the gear. I really like the paddles. I've been using pickleball paddles my whole life, and they're very high quality, but they're not too much. It's very accessible. The clothes are good for everybody. They got
super
some good tees. It's got the, you know, the athletic kind of look and feel to it. The hoodie I wear a lot. It's very comfy. I get a lot of compliments on it. A lot of people are like, you play pickleball? But not in like, oh, that guy plays pickleball type way. It's a very delicate art that they do there.
And they have some really fun expressions on the back that like are geared for pickleball. And so if you know the sport, you're going to get it and you're going
to
like it.
And if you go to Dillico, you go to their website, links right here in the show notes, and you use code promo code Backseater. That's all one word. Backseater. You're going to get, we've upped the discount, 20% off.
Woo!
20% off. Use code Backseater. Go get yourself a little paddle, little shirt.
Sweatshirt.
Little sweatshirt. Whatever you need, Dillico is there for you. So, we'll see you on the courts. We're in Dillico.
Dillico.
Dillico. Dillico, Dillico, Dillico. We're at the festival. You drive home on Tuesday.
Yes.
Monday,
I drive home Monday night.
And I had gotten an invite to go do Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura. They have a big 5K. Two Bears, 5K. Speaking of bears, real bear theme. It's their big.
This is the second Netflix Fest, I believe.
Second one. They did another one 2 years ago.
So, and then they added this event, which was pretty cool.
It was a nice touch.
Yeah.
I am not a runner, but I'm in decent shape. We do a little, we hike, we walk, I run here and there.
You do weights.
Do some weights, that kind of stuff. Enough. you know, not enough, needs to be more. I'm in decent shape. This ended up, and our son is an incredible runner. We're going to talk about that in a bit. But like the shortest version of this story that I can tell is Joel was like kind of like trying to like pace me. And he's like, this is like your times that you should aim for. He's giving me some tips. Main thing is whatever you do, don't go out too fast. So we do a day.
You do one fast mile and then have to do two more.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You will crawl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was great. I went in. I was like, my only goal is to beat Bert. I have to beat Bert. And then Jelly Roll showed up. I was like, and Jelly Roll. I need to beat Bert and Jelly Roll because they're the main attraction. And I just need to stay in front of them. So mm-hmm. we do a full day at Universal Studios. Yes. I do a theme park day on Monday with a 5K on deck for Tuesday. And then Joel's like, you both are like, you need to run a little bit before that 5K just so you go feel what it, you remember what it feels like to run before you
Smart.
Go and do
that
this.
That was Joel's tip. Yeah.
So yeah. I go on the, I do a full day at Universal and then I go run for 20 minutes on the treadmill.
And he told you to stretch.
And then I did stretch mm-hmm. a bunch.
Yeah.
Next day, get up, feeling good enough. You know, it's at the Rose Bowl. Exciting. Excited to go do that. Love the Rose Bowl. College football fan, UW fan. Fantastic. Going up, feel pretty good. Zoltan's running it. I got a friend. Greg Warren's there. It's great. So we go out. Run, get a good time, beat Zoltan because I'm competitive. Like, outkicked him at the end, but Greg outkicked me. Just a couple of middle-aged dudes still being competitive, hoping not to pull a hamstring. Get to the end, and then the after party is on the Rose Bowl field, which is amazing. So fun. We get out, and but it's Bert. So there's a VIP area. We're all, like, having some beers. It's a good time. We're hanging out. At one point, Zoltan's like, I need to go to the bathroom. So I start talking to a couple other people, talking to another guy. He's like, I need to go to the bathroom. So I just move to that group. I grab another beer. We're ending up on the field for about 4 hours. I should have caught a clue that everyone I was with had to go to the bathroom, but I never had to go. That I was starting to get pretty dehydrated. Because I had just run a 5K, and I had done a full day at a theme park the day before, and I'd run the night before, and I was drinking water, but not enough water. And then I got on the Rose Bowl field in the sun after I'd ran and had 3 beers and started throwing the football around. And the hang was fun, by the way, but I get into the car to go back and I was like,
Uber?
Oh, yep. No.
Oh, yeah, you had a friend.
I'm starting to get a little queasy and I got a little tummy ache and a big headache and my whole body is sore. Everything hurts. I messaged Bert afterwards. I was like, everything hurts. By the way, this was the least healthy 5K in the history of 5Ks. I've never seen more vaping at a 5K than the Two Bears 5K. Tony Hinchcliffe showed up smoking a cigarette on stage. He was on stage. We'd all run 5Ks smoking a cigarette. People are drinking, having a good time. It was sponsored by a tequila company.
Of course.
A 5K. Yeah. It was a fun 5K. But I got real dehydrated. I got birded again. I've been birded before.
The most fun 5K.
The most fun 5K.
Mm-hmm.
Drink more water than you could ever imagine you need to drink. The 24 hours, the 48 hours leading up to it. I got back to the hotel. My muscles were dead. So I was like, I have to get in like the pool real quick or something, you know. And I go into the room. And I turned the lights off. It's one of those kind of, you're like, I need it to be cold and dark.
Yeah, we lost you like the whole afternoon.
I wasn't heard from. I was that level.
You went MIA for like 5 hours.
I was that level of like sick feeling where I couldn't look at my phone. You're like, it hurts to look at my phone. If I look at my phone, because the problem with dehydrated is everything feels bad. Your stomach hurts. You feel queasy. You can't eat. You can't drink enough water. You need to shower. But God knows you can't stand up for that long or be exposed to heat. You'll faint.
Pounding headache.
And the headache is brutal. So I just start pounding headache. I Uber Eats a green smoothie. I essentially am in locked into my room. I fall asleep watching with a TV on like I'm a 70-year-old man. And I'm like, I have a pretty big show the next day. That being said, it was very fun. My favorite moment of it was we were so there was like a VIP area, and we and all these people were like kind of like looking for like the celebrities, and I was in the VIP area, but I was not one that anybody was excited to see. I said to Tom Papa, I was like, "This is what it feels like to be one of the less popular animals at the zoo." And then Tom Papa had a great line when Bert and Jelly Roll went on stage, and he goes, "The lions are feeding." It was great. Thank you, Tom and Bert, for having me and the team for inviting me. It was a great time, but woo, was I so dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
I could use some water now just thinking about it.
Well, and I came up again the next day.
The next day for the Dodger show.
Yep.
So Will Smith, the other Will Smith, did a show at the Orpheum, which was awesome. We'd just seen Damien Rice there a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a benefit show for his fundraiser. And
his
so
charity.
His charity. Originally, we weren't going to do it. Mel wasn't going to come back up. And they're like, hey, we got this VIP. There's a red, blue carpet. The blue, Dodger blue carpet thing. There's going to be some light bites. And Mel was like, you had me at light bites.
Well, we already had some family visiting, and so we just kind of, I decided I could do I could do three trips to L.A. in 1 week.
Yeah.
And
Mel did that six one-way trips to L.A. and back in a week.
Yeah. Well, and then Monday I drove all the kids home, and then Tuesday I did like an airport pickup, a rental car check-in.
The grandparents
check-in.
Got to town Tuesday while I was dehydrated in the Sheraton Universal.
I did a lot, but we did it. We did it. It was like just like laundry, groceries, turn it around.
You did it.
You did your 5K.
Is that you're not gonna get. I was saying that there's no sympathy when you get dehydrated. You did that to yourself. What'd you do? Oh, I had three beers in the sun. You idiot! After you ran a 5K, was this your first day on Earth?
You're not a victim.
There's no one feels sorry for you. You just, what you have to do is, I was like, I have to get healthy by the time Mel comes up here, because we have a fun night tomorrow. And we're staying, our favorite hotel in LA is very close to the Orpheum. We like it up here. We went to Grand Central Market, and Mel's like, I'm going to have a beer. I'm like, I'm going to not. I'm going to have some water. I'm going to drink. Does anyone have any Pedialyte?
On tap?
I am quite ill.
Yeah, it was our first time finally going to Grand Central Market.
It's great.
The
have
place
you been?
Is amazing.
No.
It's awesome.
I'm not.
It's like a pike place.
It's great. It's like but it's more restaurant. And they've got, what was the name of the donut shop?
Yeah,
we
pike
went
place
to?
Is more like fruit stands and this
flowers.
This is
bracelets. A lot of bracelets at Pike.
No,
dream catchers. A lot of dream catchers.
This is all food. Yeah.
I've never seen anyone buy one. I've been going to Pike Place on and off for 39 years of life. I've never seen someone go, give me that dream catcher. That's what I want.
Someone must be mad.
Clearly they are. Yeah. Or it's some money laundering scheme.
Flying fish. I don't know. Anyway. Anyway. Grand Central Market is awesome.
Yeah.
The event was really cool.
Yeah.
The lineup was
crazy.
Insane.
I was cold open. I was the least popular person on the show. I had a great set, but I was a cold open.
You did five up top.
And then I brought up Will, the catcher for the Dodgers, Will Smith, the other Will Smith. And that was the opening joke that I made was, I'm so excited to be performing for the Will Smith comedians aren't afraid of. And then he did a joke like, hopefully I'm the only Will Smith that walks the stage tonight. So I kind of took that joke from him. I was like, well, you didn't run it by me. You think I wasn't going to say that? You think you perform at a Will Smith show and don't make that? I'm the first comedian on the stage. This is a gift that I get to say this.
Yeah.
And then it was hosted by Cedric the Entertainer. Mm-hmm. Which is awesome, a legend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was hosted by Cedric, and then Tom Papa was on the show. We hung out with Tom and his wife, Cynthia. So fun. The loveliest people.
Yeah, I never met either of them.
Yeah. Gosh, the Papas. Such
They're
a big
so nice.
Fan.
Well, I didn't get admitted. You know, I wasn't on the list because of something that happened. And Tom was I'm not leaving until she gets in.
Which was awesome.
He was sweetheart.
You weren't on the list because our manager, they had their first baby. Congratulations, Dari. Mm-hmm. Tom Papa, Heather McMahon was on the show.
She was fantastic.
Igo was on the show. Felipe Esparza was on the show. Felipe used to be a concession guy for the Dodgers. So he came out let's go Dodgers. And it was actually, I said this, and then Justin Willman closed, the magician, who's so good. So good. And Will Ferrell showed up. Will Ferrell showed up shooting t-shirt guns. Yeah. Yeah. It was incredible.
It was amazing.
How did I forget Will Ferrell was there? I never saw him come in. I never saw him leave. It was like he just.
I did.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I think he Doctor Strange portaled in and out.
At one point, I came up because I didn't have the best shoes, but I had to go sit down sometimes. And I came up backstage and I said, "Oh, excuse me," because I had to get around.
Right.
Will Ferrell.
Right. Who was wearing shorts and a Dodgers hoodie, by the way. I'd have it no other way.
But
you are so funny if you can make a t-shirt gun funny. You are so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he crushed. He had two shirts left, and he didn't fire them off. And he left the stage, and we all thought he was going to come back, and he didn't. He's like, "I'm keeping these for myself." And then he left. And that I was like, that's an old show business thing. Keep them wanting more. He didn't two, not one, two. He didn't fire two t-shirts from his t-shirt gun. It was incredible.
He there was a woman. I mean, the whole crowd stood up. There was a woman in the aisle who was like, seriously, throw the t-shirt at me.
Yeah.
But she was too close to him. So he was like telling her to back up. And
yeah, he's
stop.
Like, "I can't shoot it at you. I'm going to hurt you." But then he did. He shot it next to her.
Yeah, he aimed.
Which is a risky move. He aimed
at the ground
right
by her. I think she still got it. Yeah.
I hope so.
It was just a whole funny exchange. It was very
Will risked
funny.
It all.
Yeah.
To make a fan happy. And you know what? That's a showman.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it was fun.
Festival was great. It was really fun. It was funny. There was this after party. I told them, I said, this would have been higher pressure if I was a Dodgers fan. I'm not a Dodgers fan, but if I would have looked out and it was Mariners players, if it was Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh and, George Kirby or, guys who I'm big fans of, I would be a little more intimidated because I would want them to like me a little more. These guys, it was a little less pressure. These guys are more famous, by the way. Ohtani wasn't there, of course, because Ohtani can't just be somewhere.
No.
Yeah.
I do think... His signed jersey was the one that went.
Of course. Yeah.
They had an auctioneer.
Yeah.
A live auction and a silent auction. And I think Ohtani's jersey went for $9,000.
Yeah. I don't think they wanted him anything associated with money and auctions and gambling and bid. I don't think they want him in bidding anywhere near each other in any public association.
Well, there was a lot of Dodgers fans there.
And we weren't sure. I wasn't sure. I was like, is this just a charity event or is this going to be? And then we were walking around and there's a lot of Dodgers fans and stuff around us.
Which
is
cool.
More than. And then I came to stage to Let's Go Dodgers. And I walked out and I was like, thanks for acting like you guys are excited I'm here. And that got an immediate laugh because I'm like, you guys are. But they did the stadium announcer announced you to stage, which was cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was very fun and it was,
it was an awesome event. And it wasn't when you think fundraiser, you think black tie and formal.
Yeah.
But it was baseball.
It was baseball.
You know? So. Yeah.
It's California fundraiser.
California fundraiser.
Shirts and a tank.
Shirts and a tank. Thongs and thongs.
Tommy Bahama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, the fest was great.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that I think back to my days at the rec center, and I remember I would just visit comedy club websites, and I just wanted to be one of the guys on the website. I just wanted to be one of the comics that was listed. I didn't need to be the most famous. I didn't need to be the richest. I didn't need to be the biggest. I just wanted that to be my job. I just wanted to be a comedian. And it's
a
the
club
same,
comic.
A club comic, you know. And same with the festival. You're like, I'm not the biggest show. I'm not the festival darling. But I am a part of it. And my fans who, everything that we have in our career right now is because of our fans. And this is not hyperbole. Like, the reason that I have, like, agents and reps now is because I got enough fans that they're like, yeah. This guy really built something, and people are really engaging with it.
Yep.
And so to not only just be a part of the festival, but to have backseaters and fans come out and be a part of it and then get to do these other shows and do the 5K and stuff. You're like, you know, you reflect back to the early parts of your career. Like, this is all I wanted. And everything on top of this is just bonus.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, any part of live entertainment, like, you have to build your fan base and find it.
I tell you this every show that I go to. I had this like revelation when we were in Europe. Is, you know, we went and saw Moulin Rouge out there, and I remember telling you, and I'd said it before, and I say this every time I go to a show, anytime I watch an entertainer, I'm just like, it's an honor to be amongst this. Amongst the entertainers,
yeah.
Amongst the artists, amongst the musicians, amongst the comedians, because some of us were kind of born to need this world. Like, and sometimes, like, the competitive side of you, or like the capitalistic side of you, or the ego side of you wants to get on top of that world, but that's never why you originally got into it. You originally got into it to be creative, to be funny. Mm-hmm. To want an outlet because you had something to say, because you wanted to connect with people, and you felt a way, and you wanted other people to feel that way too. Or you wanted to see if there were other people that could feel the way that you feel. And that's why you got into it, you know? Anyways, the festival was great. I was kind of opining here a bit.
Yeah. And then what I wanted for Mother's Day was to go to the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes.
And see Nate Bargatze.
Sebastian Maniscalco. Jim Gaffigan.
And Jerry Seinfeld. And
what a lineup.
It did not disappoint.
No.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, it was such a fun night.
It's an incredible show.
They all did wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had never seen Sebastian or Jerry Seinfeld live.
I'd never seen Seinfeld. It's hard to see Seinfeld. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crushed. And murdered.
Yes. He closed. And
he had to. Who was after Seinfeld? Yeah.
And it was really fun because...
Jesus?
Because we saw fans and like the people that came in, and a lot of people flew in for the show.
Yeah.
Because they were at the hotels and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were just like, yep, this is the thing we're doing.
Yeah.
You just kind of like your Taylor Swift concert.
Right.
What have you, like.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
The
crowd was very. Oh, the best part was good. Listening to the crowd before and after, because everyone had their one person that they were like.
And it was easy to tell.
This is my comic. And so that was kind of fun.
Ghirardelli.
When there's four famous comics, you're like, okay, why'd you buy this?
If they were old, Seinfeld. If they looked like they had seven kids, Gaffigan. If they were under 45, Nate.
Yeah. So it was fun.
It was very fun show. Fun to see I told Nate this. I told, we said this to Nate after, like, it was, and anybody who would listen, it didn't feel like a comedy show. It felt like a moment in comedy. Like, cause it's like, I mean, this is the craziest lineup. I mean, these four, right. It's crazy.
Well, and it was fun because, premise wise, these are like 40-ish to 60-ish year old guys.
A lot of wife stuff.
But on a lineup, you don't want to like all have the same premises.
Right.
So it was fun.
Right.
Because if you get to go first, you get to do whatever you want.
Right.
Which Sebastian did. He did his long Universal Studios bit, which
very funny.
Is so funny. And so it was great.
It was great. I was glad that you asked for that for Mother's Day. It was good. By the way, we stayed at the same Sheraton Universal for that, because it's the closest to the bowl.
Oh my gosh. It was so fast.
So this is not meant to be a name. This is a name. people on this podcast know I'm friends with Nate. Like, Nate's like a mentor to me. I tour with the guy.
Yeah.
So after the show, we get the ticket. I have the same reps as Nate. So, like, we get tickets to the show. Mel's a cheap Mother's Day date. We get tickets to the show. And afterwards, Nate's like, come back, which I was thrilled to see Nate, which is great. Sebastian had given a big charcuterie plates to all the other comedians. Very classy move. Very classy move.
A little Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli's. I'm obsessed with how I love Sebastian. I love all of those comics. Mm-hmm. It's the way Sebastian moves in the world. It fascinates me. He told a story about Seinfeld, about how he went out to dinner with Seinfeld, and they went and ate, and like the time came from the bill, or the time came to leave, and Sebastian's like, where's the bill? And Seinfeld's like, oh, it's done. And there he's like, what do you mean? He's like, no, I took care of it. Like, and I guess Seinfeld calls in and just like, hey, take the card ahead of time. And then that way there's no this. And
no
and Sebastian, and you know what Sebastian did? He goes, that's a very classy move. Sebastian's like, he's like a 50-year-old Italian dude. He did a Vegas special in a tuxedo. Love Sebastian.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anything like, we're Southern California. Like, hey, bro. Yeah. And he's like, he probably thinks we're Walmart trash, but I love him. So Sebastian had sent charcuterie boards to all the other comics, which they don't need, by the way. They're the richest comedians in the world. It was great. You know, like, oh, a gift. Great. And then they all had like themed
cookies.
Cupcakes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, they were cupcakes.
They were cupcakes and cookies and stuff. And
I was like, we should take those cookies to the kids. But they were cupcakes.
They were cupcakes and cookies and whatever it may be. But the... afterwards, you hang out with Nate, and that was great. It was wonderful to see him. And I gave Nate the comic talk. I was like, you want to hear who had the best sets? I just like ranked him. And I was like, can you believe they did that bit? I was like, I know, but it was great. It was very comic talk. And so we did that. And then the real gift to that was the bowl had cleared out. There is no worse traffic to get caught in than the Hollywood Bowl. It is the very worst. Mm-hmm. The little hack that, if you want to know the one hack, this is, it's not even a good hack, you have to take an Uber that puts you about 0.8 miles away and then climb.
Mm-hmm.
And then begin your ascension because it's straight uphill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to do the same thing leaving. You have to go down, you know. But the bowl had cleared out. And this is not an exaggeration. 6 minutes to Universal Studios from the bowl. I didn't even know they were that close. That's the trick in LA is you have no idea how close things are because there's always traffic.
Later in the fest, you got stuck in bowl traffic.
Yes.
The store.
Yes, and I was dehydrated. So I was like, uh-oh. I either got to walk or puke.
Our Uber driver was like, no. I will not take you any further.
We went to some cool rooftop bar.
Get out of here.
The Highland something. It doesn't matter.
There's a hotel with bar.
I try to go to Tiki Tea twice, but they have very limited hours.
Yes.
And it's the spot in Silver Lake, right? We'll go another time. There's got to be an occasion we can all go up.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll make one.
Yes.
Right now? Just not Sunday through Wednesday.
So,
yes.
Now.
When they're closed.
We have about 5 to 7 minutes left in the podcast. I'm so glad that it went this way. If you want to know what our exact contrast is in our lives, and this is what I like about our lives, is we did that for 4 days, on and off for a week, and then we became who we really are, which is we came home to our life here. And our life is so, it is truly red carpets and pickup lines. We are red carpets and school pickup lines. That's who.
One day.
And red carpet, I know there's only been one like official one, but we've gone to tons of cool showings and back. Melissa, we went to three shows this week that we didn't pay for a ticket and we said hi to the artist each time. We went to Drew on Sunday. Mm-hmm. John Foreman showed up. That was fun.
He rode his bike.
He rode his bike down from, I think he's in Carlsbad or something like that. And there was a picture of Drew, Mel, John, and I. And without even thinking, John and I just threw up the... I was like, it just hits 12 years here. I did it ironically at first, but now it's actually kind of an easy thing to do with your hands.
Yeah.
It makes sense. And Drew was like, "What?" He's like, "Do you, like, how often do you surf, John?" And he's like, "I mean, ideally every day." And Drew's like, "What?" Because if you don't live in Southern California, you don't even know about surfers like that, and or Florida or something like that.
Yeah.
And John was like, "Yeah, on an ideal day, I just like I surf and then I go to the studio." She's like, "That's exactly who I want you to be, John Foreman, with your long blonde hair,
totally you crispy skin."
Oh, what a beautiful man, beautiful man. But then. The reality is that what we came back into, and we get home, and we have like a day off, and we meant to get to Mother's Day stuff. It's going to be next week. We have so much content to talk to you guys about.
Uh-huh.
But I had this thought. I know that we talk about this like a lot on the pod, but like there are a lot of difference between parents and non-parents. If you really want to see the difference between a parent and a non-parent, it's Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday. Mm-hmm. Is the difference because the parent wakes up on a Saturday and goes, I have to get three kids in three different locations by 9 a.m.
Yeah, three different call times.
Different call times for three different activities, potentially in three different cities.
Yes.
As they get older, potentially in three different counties, each for $3,000.
And you've already, like, you prepped your coffee, you prepped your snacks, I had, like, lunch boxes. Because, and I had three different friends helping me.
Yeah,
it's insane. Yeah. So, you guys left at 7:45, I left at 7:20. And then I stayed back and took the third one in at 9.
Yes.
And then I went to the event you were at. And then I left it early to pick up the other one. And then,
it's great. You know what it is? It is easier. It's the same amount of work for a single person to, like, fly across the country as it is for a parent to execute one Saturday morning. It's the same amount of logistics.
Prep and work.
You're like, all right, I got to prep a thing. I got to think through my meal. I got to get this here. I got to check in for my flight. We're doing that every Saturday. It's like you're juggling a thing that gets hungry and cusses at you in front of your mom. Every Saturday, I'm just juggling this little hateful thing so that it can have a bright future. And it's this weird paradigm that you have as a parent where you're like, I'm trying to provide you a future way better than what I had, but I am going to make you feel bad about it the whole time. I didn't have this kind of support. And the kid's like, well, you're giving me this support. I didn't ask for this. But it's crazy. And that's what we had to do. We woke up on a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. We had to get this. And I was home. You do this by yourself a lot. I was home for this.
I do it by myself this Saturday.
Yeah. But not the following Saturday. But we got to get a kid at theater. We got to get a kid down to the school who's going on a field trip to Knott's Berry. Yep. And we got a kid that has like a big track playoff of meet. So we both got to go to this. Oh, also, the grandparents want to go. Here's the address. Get yourself there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This is a normal Saturday. Our son ran very well. It's fantastic. Oh, so fun. So fun. But
it's wild. Woo! Wild.
Mm-hmm. It's just one Saturday.
I know. And then it's like 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I'm going to lay in the bed.
Yes. You know what it is? Once again, I'm dehydrated.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks. We want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. Those are the top tier, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The best of the best. The $25 a month and up patrons. So thank you so much for supporting the podcast. We love you and appreciate you so much. First off, Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Carrie Teague.
Christopher Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz-Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jessica Hanherin.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Michelle Calson.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carose.
Rachel Wilson.
Robert and Nellie K. Penn.
Rachel Kennedy.
Steven Mina.
Tiffany Payne. Thank you guys so much for your support. Bye.
Bye.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.